Hey guys, welcome back to the Black and Bold podcast, where we talk about relevant news and interesting topics each week. You're listening to us now on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
And before we begin this week's subject, we're going to go into our news segment, starting with Texas Tech defensive back Tyler Owens. He does not believe in space. During the NFL Combine, Owens said, and quote, "I don't believe in space. I'm real religious, so I think we're alone right now. I don't think there's other planets and other stuff like that." Owens also stated that he was open to the flat earth conspiracy. Any thoughts, Luxon?
I don't know what this man is talking about. He don't believe in space. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what he's talking about, because that's clearly false and it's been debunked a number of times. And I also don't like how he's trying to use religion to back his stance on this, because we all know Earth is round, space is real, and he's chatting.
Yeah, he's bugging for real. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people do this, like why athletes got to be like the all brawn, no brain, like mm-hmm. type model, where it's like, you know, they got them weird-ass conspiracy theories mm-hmm. just out of left fields, like stuff, or as an old friend I know used to call it, pie-in-the-sky theories. Yeah, but yeah. But still, it's just so crazy hearing people like this. Like it's like Kyrie over like
Irving.
Yeah, it was like it's that all over again. Or was it KD? Which one?
I think it was Kyrie, the one with the conspiracies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but I don't know, just the Gronk-esque type dude. But yeah, he's definitely chatting. We don't know what he's talking about.
I gotta know what they teaching at Texas Tech, bro. That's a tech school. You're supposed to be smart.
Right. They over there teaching Flat Earth 101.
Yeah, like if you wanna go to that kind of school that accepts conspiracy theories, go to Louisville or West Virginia or something like that. Wrong Big 12 school, bro.
Right. Like they have the curriculum for that. They got they have conspiracy theories 1107. All that.
Yeah, but also as a fun fact, he was 1 inch off of the NFL Combine broad jump record, still held by former UConn cornerback Byron Jones.
Just another UConn W. We love to hear that. UConn just continuing to win, to dominate in more places than one.
And we'll get to that a little bit later. Hint, hint. Anyways, second thing.
Is Congress plans on banning TikTok? Now, Congress put plans into motion on banning TikTok due to national security concerns. The U.S. is mainly concerned about the influence that China has with their algorithms and the data that they collect from Americans. Now, about a week ago, the House passed the bill giving Chinese parent company ByteDance an ultimatum to either sell the app to an American company or risk being banned permanently from the U.S. Now, the bill was approved by the House, but now it rests in the hands of the Senate to see if the ban is actually going to happen. What are your thoughts on this, Nishan?
Well, this this threat has bounced around for like a couple of years at this point, like, or maybe a year or two or something. But nevertheless, there's other stuff we can be worrying about, honestly. If I'm being frank, it's like, I'm not saying that, like, you know, I get where the concern is. And they got to do something about that. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like we could also be putting our focus into other shit, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, the economy, you know, housing. Like, you've heard about, like, how, like, real estate, like, there've been, like, issues with that, or, like, housing prices.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely taken a turn for the worse. Like, six figures isn't even, it's not really helping you out that much in the housing market anymore, and it's just gotten more and more just terrible. And also, I heard that the parent company ByteDance made attempts to kind of like cater to some of the concerns that America has about just the algorithms and the data they're collecting from Americans, but even still, they were unsatisfied by it. And I think they just want to just have that level of control over them. And I think it goes deeper than them having like serious like national concerns, since they've made attempts to try to accommodate them, but they just haven't been satisfied, I guess.
Well, who knows? It might not be enough. It reminds me of, like, remember that weather balloon that was flying over the U.S. like, like a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was, like, a Chinese balloon. And then, like, everyone was like, Biden, shoot that shit down. And then he shot it in, like, I forgot where it landed, but, like, hopefully the Atlantic Ocean. I forgot how that turned out. But anyways, this might be a hot take. I think you could accomplish what you want out of, like, I think Instagram and YouTube Shorts accomplish what you want out of TikTok. So if it goes, then I won't miss it. I won't care that much.
I will definitely miss it because TikTok has become such an integral part of just our culture nowadays. And I feel like if it does get banned, there's going to be a huge void in a lot of people's just phone usage and just social media because...
Isn't that a good thing?
Yes, but also you have to think about some of the pluses to TikTok and just how informative and how it's so quickly able to satisfy this the shorter attention spans of a lot of people. And I understand that other platforms can do that as well, but TikTok is literally a platform which is catered to that since they have a lot of short form content as opposed to a lot of other like long form contented apps. So I feel like having to rely on other apps for that is definitely going to leave just a huge void in people's day to day. Because think about the amount of times that you just have used TikTok or just been caught in the rabbit hole that is TikTok.
Yeah, that was like about over a year ago, honestly. I have not. It's not that I haven't opened it. It's just that I rarely have, like, the dedication to go through it, like, more than a couple of minutes. I remember when, like, about a year ago, I had, like, an animal TikTok. But, I mean, honestly, I would, if I were to go back on it, I might do it, like, I guess. But if I were to, I would rebrand. I would do something, like, basketball related. Like, I'm actually, honestly, over this past couple of months, I've been really into college basketball and even college football to an extent. I think it would be, like, a really cool thing to do. But, like, that's just me. But
yeah, and you also have to think about the content creators that solely depend on TikTok and also how much TikTok has shifted this music promotion in general because you know about just TikTok songs blowing up or just artists making songs specifically to blow up on TikTok. So it's going to be another huge shift back to what we originally had in terms of us just promoting music on platforms like YouTube or Spotify or most of like the music streaming services. And there's going to be just a shift in that.
Yeah. I'm honestly going to, I'm not going to lie though. I'm still going to watch YouTube Shorts. I don't know. It's just like, it's just right there and I can get like whole videos anyways, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, for you, YouTube Shorts doesn't have that much of a hook on me as opposed to TikTok, but I see what you mean with it being an alternative.
Yeah, moving on though, Haiti is in a state of emergency, just so you guys know. Like, declared a state of emergency on March 3rd and is expected to end on April 3rd. The Prime Minister and Acting President Ariel Henry announced on March 12th he plans to resign in response to rising gang violence within the country. Since the recent uptick in gang violence caused by gang leader Jimmy Chirizier, like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, better known as, get this, Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Approximately 360,000 Haitians have been displaced and more than half of the population is receiving humanitarian aid. Barbecue was a former police officer, but due to corruption, he swapped sides, unfortunately. Yeah.
And I feel like this was a very just important piece of news that we wanted to touch on, especially with us being Haitian men in general and just hearing about the state of our country. It's definitely saddening just to see how much it's been progressively harmed and how much the country has just suffered over the past couple of decades.
Yeah, I know. Like, I feel like Haiti is one of those countries that never got a chance. As soon as it was a free country, like an established country, boom, put into debt. Put into debt for being slaves. And then, like, it's also, like, unfortunate in its geographic location, prone to weather disasters. You know, remember the earthquake, like, in 2010, and, like, the most recent one was, like, a couple of years ago. Like, all of that, and on top of that, political corruption, you know, the assassination of the former president just, like, wasn't too long ago. And then you have this happening, states deteriorating, and a lot of, like, civil instability. And it's just a shame. Like I get that, like, you know, of Haitian descent and all that. Like, we're going to build a special kind of way. But at the same time, it's just a shame that this was a country that never really got the chance that it deserved.
Yeah, and especially the fact that the acting president, Ariel Henry, did have to step down, and them losing another figurehead for the country just contributing more to the instability is just definitely just more saddening news on top of it.
Yeah, my heart is out to all the Haitian citizens, like, who are, like, you know, who have family, especially, like, who have family in Haiti who are struggling, facing, like, these issues. And my heart obviously goes out to the people of Haiti. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, like, as bleak as things look, at some point things can recover. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to, like, hit you guys down with some, like, bad, sad news. But, of course, we have to mention the passing of UConn students Tyler Lynn and Jackson Carniero. Like, of course, we know the unfortunate circumstances that happened to especially the latter. It was, like, very untimely. It just happened, like, but at the same time, you know, our condolences, and especially to Tyler Lynn, of course, passed away at, like, in his house. Yeah, our condolences, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely sad whenever we hear that we have lost fellow Huskies, but you know, I feel like we're bogged down by a lot of this bad news right now. But, you know, I'd like to turn that around with a bit of positive news for the UConn community with March Madness. Nishan, do you want to take this over? Because I know that you're just very passionate about this month and the basketball team in particular.
Well, I would love to do that. I would say, like, I got to brighten up some spirits a little bit more in saying that it is National Puppy Day. Mm-hmm. So happy National Puppy Day, you know, like, for all the dogs out there.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I saw, like, an early picture of, like, Jonathan. He's the cutest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Baby, like, Jonathan the 14th. Mm-hmm. Jonathan the 15th, menace. He's a menace, bro. We all know that. Look like a little demon, bro. But I love him, but he's, like, a little hellraiser. He just looks angry all the time.
Yeah, he's definitely the antithesis of the other Jonathan.
Yeah, the other one looks high as fuck, which is just hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I know that his birthday is coming up. 15's birthday is coming up. So it's in April, though. Actually, it's not that close. But he is, like, about fully grown, you know, way smaller than, well, way slimmer than, you know, 14. The husky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like, you know, he's got some work to do. I will say 15's got some work to do because 14 was racking up some trophies, some championships and all that.
Yeah, well, hopefully 15 is able to just secure the double natty that's soon to come.
Oh, yeah. He already has two. He has, like, he has three. He has the regular season for men's. That was the first, like, that was the first day he was, like, anointed. Got the women's and men's Big East championships, which I'm going to go into right now. Congrats, Jonathan, you know, but I got to move on to Big East champs, you know. UConn men's and women's dominated the Big East conference this year, you know, with both teams securing the regular season and the tournament. So, yes, great job, UConn. And this is where we're going to go into our main segment for this week, which is March Madness. So, of course, as most of y'all know at this point, unless you're living under a rock, March Madness is like a time of the year, the best time of the year for college sports, where a bunch of, like, 68 college basketball teams duke it out to determine who is the national champion. It is a single elimination process, and of course it goes down like progressively. You get the round of 64, in which the 68, I said from before, there are four teams that play into the round of 64. Round of 64, then the round of 32, then the Sweet 16, then the Elite Eight, and then the most important, the two most important ones, are the Final Four and National Championship. And, of course, you know, we're riding high right now because we're the defending national champions, of course, the men's team. And the women's are looking to secure one as well. And, yeah, we've already seen, like, the first round already, and which was the UConn men's team absolutely obliterating the 16 seed Stetson by, like, 39 points, 40 piece them. That's what I want to hear. Like, and of course, like today, by the time you're watching this video, the women's team 20 pieced Jackson State as a 3 seed versus 14. Mm-hmm. And this Sunday, that's not it. We're set to face 9 seeded Northwestern for the men's team at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. If we get past Northwestern, then the Sweet 16 will be in the TD Garden Center in Boston.
Yeah, well, I mean, both teams are riding high on those wins, and the next game that we have after Northwestern is definitely going to be one to see. Are there any games in particular that you would just love to see us play against, or just someone else that you'd love to see us play against?
Oh, yeah. I know you guys had to listen to that little like yapshish I had, but I would say I'm excited for UConn versus, actually, the Sweet 16 is very interesting. It's very juicy story wise because if we win against Northwestern, we face the winner of Yale versus San Diego State. And for those who do not know, San Diego State was the team we beat in the national championship. And Yale's obviously from Connecticut. So we're facing, in the Sweet 16, a potential Connecticut matchup in Boston or a rematch for the national championship. I think those are both equally juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as far as teams I want to face later on, I would say I'm most excited to face Purdue or Houston. I want to face one seed, yeah. Face a good one.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a good and just hard-fought game right there.
Are you excited for any matchups?
I mean, we talked about this a little bit before. You mentioned Syracuse, and I would be a little bit interested to see that since I do know a couple people over there and just the history that's shared between both schools, so probably that.
Of course, I'll just clarify for you guys. The women's team, as they defeated Jackson State, they will be playing against Syracuse on Monday. So this is a women's matchup. I'm also excited for that. That's going to be an old-school matchup because I don't know if you guys know this, but Syracuse is kind of our biggest rival. I know they kind of been blowing ass in the fucking ACC now, but, you know, back when the old Big East was a thing, best conference, Syracuse was our main rival. And a lot of, older folks or just people who grew up around, UConn back in the day hate Syracuse. Hate them. With a burning passion. Syracuse versus UConn has some, very memorable moments. The 6-overtime game against them. We fucking lost the game. Sucks, but, you know, shit was fire. But, I am excited for UConn versus Syracuse. That's going to be, it's going to reignite a rivalry, I have a feeling. Yeah, but, aside from that, how's your bracket looking? That's the important question.
As it stands right now, it's not looking bad, you know. I lost a couple of people, you know, but I definitely have gotten a lot more right.
What's your final four?
My final four is, it is us versus North Carolina and Houston versus Purdue. So all of the one seeds pretty much.
Got you. Mine was us, Houston, Arizona, and Tennessee. So we got 2-1s and 2-2 seeds. I have us beating Arizona in Arizona, and I have us beating Houston. I have us beating Tennessee in the championship. Yeah, like I'm not sold on Purdue because they have too much of a history of choking. Like they're doing better now, but like last year, fucking lost to 16 seed, second team to do that in history. Terrible team. Terrible team. They were one seed. Embarrassment. But like they just do this too often for me to be like, I for me to have any faith in them this year. And I'm not that sold on Carolina. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I like them, and I feel like, especially now that they beat, like, Michigan State, I feel like they can go far. But it was like, I feel like Arizona's still in their way. Like, I know Arizona got that choking reputation, but I somehow trust them more than Purdue. But, yeah, like, again, kind of yapping, but, like, it's a really exciting time. How do you feel about, like, the spectacle of March Madness, like, the season, you know? Just the environment.
The environment right now, it's definitely very hype. Like, I was looking at the UConn story, and I was seeing some of the just some of the story highlights from the women's game, and it was just completely electric, completely just filled, energetic. Definitely what I like to see just for basketball, and especially in March. And just watching some of the crazy highlights between the other teams that have played, and just thinking about all the bracket predictions and who we're going to see in the Final Four and who we're going to see in the semifinals and the finals is definitely just a great time right now.
Yeah, I'll say that. It's just magical. I hear a lot of people talking about their busted brackets, which, by the way, none of them are remaining. No one's ever gotten it perfect. Mine was fucked like the second that second that fucking Duquesne beat BYU. That was completely unprecedented, and then it was further assaulted by like Kentucky losing to Oakland. But you know what, fucking remember that game, watching that game, that was electric.
Yeah,
I love that game.
That James Madison versus Wisconsin game, that was yesterday.
Yep,
pretty good game.
Yeah, like I feel like the best part of March Madness, aside from obviously the championship, the upsets. It's funny seeing a good team choke to, like, lesser competition.
Yeah.
Which
Dude, especially, yo, thinking about upsets, that Yale game was something else, bro.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. I was literally on the edge of my seat because it was about, like, 50 seconds left, and it was about a 2-point difference, so it was genuinely anyone's game. And to see Yale just pull out that victory was just amazing. Just another Connecticut win. It made me feel good to be a part of the state.
Oh yeah, I was feeling good. Mm-hmm. I know it was funny that Ivy League has two wins in a row, like per like March Madness season. Mm-hmm. But that is just three, actually. Princeton beat like two teams last year. Yo, I'm telling you, Connecticut is coming for blood. That's what I'm saying. I don't care if it's us, if it's Yale, coming out for blood, bro. They took down Auburn.
Yeah, the dogs is out, bro. Who let the damn dogs out, bro?
Hoo-hoo. Yeah, but like when I saw Auburn was in our bracket, I thought the fucking committee hoed us. Gave us like a, don't listen to what the committee says. Don't drink that Kool-Aid. Midwest is not that hard. The East bracket, per analytics, had the best 1, 2, 3, and by far the best 4 seed, and all of them were conference championships. Like conference champions for the tournament. Auburn was a 4 seed, so they were like between like the 12th and 16th ranked team. Yo, they were like number 4 in KenPom, which is like an analytical ranking to see who the most efficient best teams are. We would have been facing a potential Final Four matchup in the Sweet 16. That's scary.
That is very scary.
And Yale saved our asses, bro. I'm not saying we would have lost. I'm just saying that just saves a lot of energy and just worrying, like, you know.
Yeah, concern. Quite literally our dog brethren just saved us.
Yeah, like, I'm feeling good for Yale, though. Like, I think another team, like, okay, here's one stereotype of March Madness. There's always some random white dude who's like, you know, in like 5 years, he's going to be working at like an insurance firm or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Some dude starts blasting threes and just sinking them in, and then like fucking rolling over some good ass team. Like, he's coming from like a 14 seed mid-major, like out in like fucking bumfuck Nebraska.
Literal just lethal shooter, just shooting way better than he actually should be, just flipping that switch.
I'm not sure why they do that, bro. Bro, they use all the... It's like there's like a power to it.
I think it's just all the pressure and then them just realizing they're in that moment and they're either make it or break it. Since the tournament, it literally decides just who is the best, and they're definitely feeling that pressure. So they just dial in and just cook, if you will.
What was your favorite game from last year? I'm just curious. I feel like mine was Virginia versus Furman. That wasn't UConn. Remember that one where like the dude at the very end just starts screaming?
Honestly, I'd have to say our matchup with San Diego, if I'm being honest.
Fair enough. Because
I was watching that game, and I was with a number of people, and we were all just shitting ourselves, and it was definitely... It was the game that made me lose my voice 10 times over.
It was just...
I can't describe that feeling.
That was one of the most fun games I've ever seen. It was like... It had the perfect amount of like domination and then kind of drama at the end. Like, you know, five points with 5 minutes left. But yeah, that was just so fun. The whole run was just like domination. Like, we beat all of our teams by an average of 20 points. That's crazy.
That is crazy to do, especially in a tournament, too.
In a tournament, a single elimination tournament where upsets are very frequent. It's just crazy to do that. Just did our job, and I just feel really good about that. Yeah, I would, like, I'm saying, like, I hope we go back-to-back. I hope we do. I won't say never, so you can't guarantee nothing, but I hope we go back-to-back, you know? It would just be so good, like, so good for UConn students, so good for our reputation, you know? We're already, like, basically blue blood anyways, but, like, still. Yeah, but, like, speaking, like, I'll flip it over to the women's. Paige Beckers is a beast.
I agree.
Yeah, like, you know, she was cooking today. Ashlyn Shade is an underrated, like, freshman. You know, she had, like, 28 points today, which was a career high. And it was her first March Madness game. And, you know, like I said, we're set to see them against Syracuse. We'll see how they do. Hopefully, I know they're a little banged up, but, like, three seeds still respectable. We could still make a run in Portland. That's where we're going to play for the Sweet 16 and Elite 8. And then the Final Four is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio, which, side note, I think that's kind of a lame location for a Final Four. But, shit, ain't me making the decisions. But I'm excited to see them. I really would like a Paige Beckers-Caitlin Clark matchup. How do you think about that?
That would be great to see.
Yeah.
I'm there with you.
I'm so excited. Like, just the potential matchups. You know, we faced Caitlin Clark and the Iowa squad last year. We beat him without Paige, but, like, you know, they've gotten way better since last year. So that's all I got to say. And, you know, we're going to have Paige Beckers for another year, which is going to be crazy fire. I'm going to miss Nika Mule and Aaliyah Edwards, of course, sending them off to the WNBA. But, you know, we'll still be up there. We still got some good-ass recruits, you know.
Yeah.
Our program.
My fault. That Paige news, though, it was definitely shocking when she announced it. I don't think anyone expected it. And definitely good for us, but dang. Interesting.
Yeah. Bro, I'm still on, like, fucking the South Carolina-Tennessee brawl. I don't know if we mentioned this in, like, an earlier episode. Did we?
I don't think we did. If we did, we could just touch on that again.
All right, word. So, like, I guess this is going to be, like, a mini news segment here. But, like, for those who don't know, like, a couple weeks ago in the SEC tourney for women's basketball, of course, South Carolina and LSU were duking it out. And at some point, a brawl just broke out with, like, a bunch of girls fighting each other. And someone's brother came in. I forgot who it was.
It was Flaje. I think Flaje Johnson.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I think it was her brother.
Yeah, like he fucking just pops out of nowhere and then starts fighting people and then he gets arrested.
Yeah, he was riding for the fam.
Yeah,
he did not play that at all.
And of course, the coaches both came out with a statement. Dawn Staley, the coach of South Carolina, was like, she was like, you know, this is not representative of our program. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for this. This is not how we should be acting. You know, like, you know, all that type of shit. Like, just owning up to the misdeeds that happened on the court. And then Kim Mulkey, the coach for LSU, remind you, the defending national champs for women's basketball. She said that, like, one of their players got punched, and it was, like, I guess it was, like, one of their bigger players. But then, like, she said, like, the coach literally, and I kid you not, said that if one of their players is going to attack someone, at least make sure it's someone smaller like Angel Reese.
What? I don't think that's something you should be saying as a – I don't think you should be promoting violence, period. That is a crazy statement for a coach to say.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but she kind of a bitch.
Yeah, that wasn't good to say at all.
Yeah.
Do you think just because of that, she's a B word, or is it because of other things?
I would say it's like I think that was just a rotten thing to say, but like from what I'm hearing, she's kind of like just not the nicest person, you know. She has like she's had like a track record of saying like out of pocket shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Out of pocket shit, you know. She is kind of a sore loser and all of that. To be fair, a lot of coaches have controversial things, and it's not just her.
Mm.
But it was like that was just a raw like reaction to that.
Yeah, I feel like being a sore loser is a bad trait to have as a coach.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
Mm.
Yeah, it really is. I can't even put my thing. I can't even say anything around that. Like it just is. Yeah. Yo, if you're a coach, you lose. It just is what it is.
It's part of the game, bro. Like just pick yourself up, pick your team up, and just play the next game like it's your last. Like there's always gonna be another game, bro. Unless you just F up tremendously and get fired. But you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
How do you feel about the now undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks?
Scary. Yes. Just scary.
Yeah.
That's a good word for them because they're cooking something fierce this year, and our women have it in for them.
Yeah, honestly, I will say, while I don't like Kim Mulkey as, like, a person morality-wise, I think both of them, like, her and Dawn Staley, I respect them as coaches. They do get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, Dawn Staley. Like, you know, her roster completely turned over. Like, completely different roster. She was considering retiring, and, you know, she led her team to dominance. As much as it annoys me, of course, as a UConn fan, I still gotta respect that.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, I remember the game against, like, them, like, we played last month. It did not go end well. It did not end well for us.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, a lot of issues, you know. It was a lack of depth from our side combined with the fact we're banged up. But it's just, yeah, bro, that was just awful. It was rough. I'll say that. But, you know, we've since bounced back and ran a table in the Big East, so... You win some, you lose some, but I'm feeling good about us for now, currently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, quick update as we're speaking. 14 seed Oakland, who had fallen Kentucky, is now currently tied with 11 seeded NC State. So that's pretty interesting. They're tied, and they're going into overtime at this moment.
Mm.
Tennessee is up on Texas 28-19.
Mm-hmm.
Three-seeded Illinois in our bracket is up to 11-seeded Duquesne, 27-11. And fellow Big East member Creighton will be facing Oregon at 9:40, which is relatively close at the time that you're listening to this. They'll already be playing. We're recording this early, of course. But anyways, moving on, this campus is not ready for a double natty.
It's not. We're still recovering from our first one, there's still parts of campus that don't have the best lighting.
Yeah.
Like, you remember when we were walking up to, or walking back from Charter Oaks, and there was just no lighting at all?
Yes.
Just that.
Yeah, it was, I remember it. It was just catastrophic. Yeah.
It was scary, man.
Bro, I saw, like, a video, like, of us, like, in 1987 or 88 or whatever. We hadn't won any championships, like, national ones. But we did win the NIT, which is, like, the lesser national tournament. They set North on fire.
They set North on fire? Actually, I'm not surprised. It's North, the jungle.
Yeah, that's why it's called the jungle. Like yeah. It was called the jungle back then, fun fact.
Yeah.
Like, ever since.
It just has a slew of this terrible history and just bad juju is a good way to put it.
Yeah, that was, like, it was fiery. Like, everyone was saying, we're number one and all of that. And, like, you know, they congratulated, like, the basketball team coming back from MSG where they played the NIT championship.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a lot worse than the fire that, or the little baby fire that happened during our natty. You remember that fire?
I didn't
see. We were all, like, congregated Fairfield Way.
Well, I didn't see the whole details of what the riots looked like back in 1987, but, like, They violated the student union with a fucking lamppost. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's just a tradition at that point. I mean, at this point.
Yes, and the fire did look like a little like campfire compared to like the actual video I saw. People were flipping over that shit, too. Like, well, this year, that's what I was talking about. Last year, they were flipping over shit. Like,
yeah, dare devils, bro.
Yeah. We always come back to this. It's just, like, the most interesting part. Like, it's like, hilarious just, like, thinking about the riots and how it's possible that will happen again.
True. Like, I mean, in the regular day-to-day, it's just very mundane on campus for the most part. Like, you have your classes, you have your little extracurriculars, and then you may just go on an outing every once in a while. And then once you get to the tourney and once you get to March Madness and once you get to winning that natty, that's when shit starts to hit the fan.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, everyone, like, drunk, angry college students, bro. Not even angry, drunk, happy college students. That's arguably worse.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just, like, what do you predict is going to happen, like, this year? Like, if you could think anything is going to be different or any worse, what do you think it's going to be? It's two natties. It's got to be more potent than one. It's got
to be more egregious, yeah. I think we may go as far as to actually, like, enter the U. Like, after we do our, like, traditional breaking of the U door, just, like, go as far as to enter the U or just enter closed-off buildings if we're getting a double natty. For sure. But, yeah.
Bro, someone's gonna drive their fucking car into, like, the garage or some shit like that or the fucking doors of the student union. All I know is that they better not touch the wreck again. They didn't last year. Keep it clean this year.
They were smart. They know what they're doing the next morning. So people are definitely heightened and definitely doing just idiotic things, but they know better than to touch the wreck.
Yeah, I wish like teachers were more like aware of it and most of them canceled class. You know, that would be pretty nice.
Oh yeah, for sure. If classes were actually, I kind of understand why they keep classes open because they have to, you know, run by the course schedule and run by things like that. And also it gives, if students do go to class, it gives them less time to be drinking. So I'm kind of for just the classes in a way.
People really know how to ruin good things. I remember someone like set like something on fire or wherever, caused like a flood in Worth. Like, because they said they were 18. Fuck all everything. Like, fuck all the rules. I'm, like, 18 or whatever. Or,
bro,
no.
What?
No. It was, like, some fire or some shit in Worth. I forgot what it was. Or caused, like, a flood. It was because,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And it was, like, they were 17 at the time and decided to do it because they said, well, the police can't get me. I'm turning 18.
Bro, if that's your mentality, bro, you need to take your ass to E.O. Smith, cuz. What are you talking about, cuz?
Cuz I'm saying like that was at Worth, bro. That's the best tower on campus. It's the nicest one.
Yeah, it's one of the nicer ones, but that new South building, though, it might get worse from competition.
Bro, someone's going to fuck it up, bro. Someone will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that could be the next step up for what they do for the double natty this year. They could just F with the new building.
Oh, no. They better not do that.
Yo, that's very feasible, though. Like, actually.
Yo, we were just complaining about, like, how, like, about, like, lack of housing and shit like that. Why would they fuck up the chance to get more of it?
Bro, we're going to be drunken, happy college students that have been running high off a double natty. What do you, irrational, like, do you bro. Think we have any just rational thought or any sort of limitations?
I
feel at that point?
It's like, it's not even that I disagree. It's more like, that's too far. That is too far.
Yeah, but they're not going to care in a moment. They literally didn't care for the natty last year when people were just going balls to the wall crazy, jumping on roofs, shaking cars, flipping cars, setting fires, breaking into buildings, like literally taking down multiple light poles and taking down, yo, that stop sign outside of Gamble, gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
And I think they were trying to do something with the tree near Gamble and it wasn't going. Or they were trying to do something with like another form of lighting or another just thing near Gamble that didn't go through. But literally when I went back to my dorm at the end of the night, like after all the mayhem that transpired, there was a literal stop sign in my dorm.
In your dorm?
Not in my dorm. In my residence hall.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they brought one in. They were going ham.
They hauled ass, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yo, I'm just, you know where I'm going to be. I'm just going to be a bystander, just looking on the side.
Yeah.
Just watching all the evidence. Yeah, but like of course, we like the whole topic is March Madness.
Yeah.
That's where the madness is.
If you had to ponder a guess for the number of people that are going to be arrested on the night of the double natty, how many?
I would say I'm going to bump up them numbers. I feel like no one cares from last year. I'm going to say around, I'll give it a hearty 21.
21?
Yes.
That's a pretty good guess. That's a pretty good guess. My guess would have to be, I'm going to be a bit more conservative than you and say, I'll say like 16.
That's around the same. That's like the same as last year.
Yeah. Wait, it is?
Yeah. 16 people arrested.
Really? Oh, let me knock my numbers up then. I didn't know it was that many people.
How many did you think?
I thought it was like 8.
Oh, no. No, bro.
I thought it was like a cool. I knew people were being dumb, but I didn't know just.
Bro, it's a campus of like over 20,000 people.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about the 16 number, though, like,
I mean, 16 is relatively small proportion. But anyways, yeah. What's your guess?
Based on that, I'm going to have to bump it up to 32.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're doubling that number.
Yo, I do feel like there's going to be more people arrested.
Mm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's just too much to ignore. And then also, like, some of the basketball players weren't in the riots, but I did see them like around campus. Mm. They weren't doing anything, so you don't need to like investigate them.
Mm.
But like,
do you know that
the women's basketball players, of course, the men's were still in.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that the people who do the most like during the riots are people that don't even go to the school, bro? Like,
yes,
the people that
I knew that.
It's crazy. Like, they're really just effing up for the rest of us.
Remember the guys from Central? Like, one of them had to call, like, using my roommate's phone because, like, the other one stole the car or some shit.
That's, oh my God, bro. Heathens. Jesus.
Bro, Connecticut goes crazy.
We do be going crazy.
I mean, to be fair, it's not like they're winning a natty in anything either. Like, no mean to trash talk, but, like, so Central, Eastern, Western, wherever you go.
They're trying to just live vicariously through us.
So. Yes. Connecticut representation is great. So, best of luck to UConn and Yale, of course, too. But Yale's going down, realistically. We're going to have to beat them at best, like you know. But, yeah, it's just an amazing time. Just, like, a bunch of, like, raw emotions, irrationality, and, of course, madness in March. It's like Christmas, like, for college sports, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Way better than anything football, like, has to produce. Mm-hmm. That is not a hot take. That is absolute facts.
Yeah. Saying that. For now, at least. Hopefully, we could just shape up to, you know, maybe another bowl game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but we won't be... No, it won't be the same as a championship.
We got to take a little time to build up that program for that.
But the football program, hopefully we can build up, because from where we were, hell, it can only go up from there. What am I saying? Yeah, but, like, best of luck to both the men's and women's teams, you know. We got another round, like, Northwestern and Syracuse. Set them on fire. We looking at another double Sweet 16. And... look, it's just 5 more games. Already got through round one, you know, the easy one. It gets harder, but at the same time, it's only 5 games.
Gets harder, but more interesting.
Yo, best team in the country, men's and women's, still respectable. Top 10.
Yeah,
it's like, like I said, best of luck to you guys, like, you know, and, you know, everyone else, go Huskies. Let's represent, you know, let's the fans travel, bro. Boston is really close. Mm-hmm. Let's make that, like, stores north.
Yeah. Let's do that. I know there's going to be some hijinks and things of that nature going around, but let's just go Huskies.
Yeah, hopefully I can grab a ticket up there because, you know, ain't no one want to face UConn. And we don't want it another way.
Yeah, we got that presence.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Black and Bold podcast, where we talk about relevant news and interesting topics each week. Remember that you're listening to us now on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
And be sure to check us out on our other platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a happy March Madness, everyone, and
have a good-ass day.